At the third stroke, it will be...
Oh, hi, Paul.
I'm good.
How are
you?
Yeah, pretty good.
You
thanks.
Sound a little tired.
Not quite as hectic. No, I'm fine. I'm just saying, I was just reflecting on last week. Not quite as hectic
no,
as last Sunday afternoon.
Absolutely. All right, here we go.
Yep, ready to go.
Yep.
Thanks.
You're with Paul Makin, Fab FM, and at this time every week we talk to our Mayor, Julia Loy, and she joins me now. Good morning, Julia.
Oh, good morning, Paul.
I'm
How
very well, thank you. Well, yeah, not so much of a busy week this week, but we've still got some very interesting things to talk about. And one of the things that really, you know, I pricked my ears up and when I had a look at it and heard about it, the Douglas Shire Council will make an investment, and this is wonderful, to help sugarcane growers take over the Mossman Mill and transform the local industry. And as I understand it, you've approved a payment of up to $250,000.
Look, that's correct. Look, council are really concerned, as I know, you know, the vast majority of the community are, and particularly cane growers and people who depend on the industry. Everyone knows that the mill has been for sale for some time. And so we are very, very happy to assist our local growers and who have formed a new company called the Far Northern Milling Proprietary Limited. And they are in the process of acquiring the mill. And they've also got some amazing plans to create what's described as a Daintree bioprecinct. And that's to tap into renewable energy opportunities and also to create valuable byproducts at the processing facility on the land adjacent to the mill. So our council and we really want to support this project. It is absolutely vital that the mill remains. We support putting the mill back into the cane growers' hands, and that gives our young farmers certainty. We know that the families, there's a lot of young farmers, and they're really waiting for the certainty of the future of the mill to actually make sure that they stay in the area and assist in terms of the cane industry. And so what we're hoping, of course, that this restores the investment confidence and also make sure that we have a lot of businesses, a lot of families who all depend on our local cane industry.
Because we do lose young people, don't we? And something like this will attract them to stay in the area and, you know, to give their services, give them a job. And also they'll create families within that, so it'll be an ongoing process.
Look, you're absolutely right. Look, people and the generations of cane farming families in the Douglas area do want to remain living in the area. They love, you know, we all love where we live, and it's a great area and it's got so much potential. And also our proximity to, you know, the bigger town or bigger regional town of Cairns, of course. It's not quite a city, but somewhere in between. It's still very attractive in terms of, you know, the closeness to and those sort of benefits to Douglas. We've had a lot of meetings with this group in the lead up to the decision last Tuesday, and certainly there are young people involved in this new company, and that's exactly what they're telling us. And I know that myself from knowing so many of the cane farming families. There's even people who represent from this area young farmers organisations, national young farmers organisations. So we're very serious about this, and things have really ramped up in the last few days. I was very busy late last week sending a whole raft of letters to new ministers and also the Premier, all our local MPs, Warren Inch and Cynthia Louie, just to let them know exactly what the situation is, what council has committed to. We've got a meeting with Warren Inch this coming Thursday. That's with the growers and myself. And also what is sort of very good timing for us too is the Far North Queensland mayors have a delegation to Canberra in mid-September, so it's only 2 weeks away. And we've been requesting all sorts of meetings with various ministers and their officers. And, of course, this is a number one issue that I will be talking to them about.
I think it's wonderful too, and you'll be dealing... Well, we've got a new Prime Minister too.
Well, yes, and so what had happened is that some of these appointments have actually... were already made, and so now in the last week there's been a flurry of activity to either confirm those appointments or, if the ministers have changed, to request new ones. And what's good is certainly I've seen a lot of information about how that is proceeding from the Secretariat of FNQ Rock. And I think they do really want to make sure that they stick to those commitments. So I'm hoping certainly to meet with Bridget McKenzie's office. She's the Deputy Leader of the Nationals, and her new ministerial portfolio is regional services and local government and decentralisation as well.
Right.
And then there's Michael McCormack, of course, the Deputy MP. He's the Minister for Infrastructure and Transport. And Susan Lee, she's the Minister, the Assistant Minister. She's come back into the Cabinet, and she's for Regional Development. So, I mean, there's a number of ministers, a number of portfolio areas that we want to talk to, as well as the Treasurer. The other thing I should mention is Council, on behalf of the growers, have also submitted an application under the $20 million Regional Growth Fund. And so that's another thing, of course, we'll be talking to them about.
Absolutely. No, it's good stuff, and particularly the renewable energy opportunities as well. We take advantage of those, and that is great. Okay, we're talking with our Mayor, Julia Loy. And Julia, a tender has been awarded for Noah Creek Bridge. NQ Civil Contractors Proprietary Limited won the design and construction contract for the $1.8 million project on Cape Tribulation Road.
Yes, this has been in the pipeline for some time. We know that part of our sort of bridge inspections that we have to do across all our bridges in the Shire, it has revealed that the crossing is in poor condition, and it has had unfortunately suffered severe damage from cyclones and flooding. And so we are now in the position where we want to obviously construct a new bridge, and the NQ Civil Contractors Proprietary Limited, as you've already said, they've won the design and construction contract for that project. It's a really interesting history with this bridge, because it was built by the US Army Corps of Engineers during the Second World War.
Yeah.
And whilst we have done some repairs, because as I've already said, you know, the torrential rain and a number of cyclones in recent years certainly means that our bridges and our roads do take a pounding. And, of course, immediately after that, we have to inspect them. And as I've said, we have done some repairs in recent times, but we really now are at the position where we've really got to build a new bridge. But we were really lucky, too, that we've been able to secure 75% of the estimated cost under the federal government's Building Better Regions Fund.
Good. Well, new off-leash dog areas, including an extension to the zone on 4 Mile Beach, have been unveiled in proposed new local laws to be released for community consultation. So this will be an interesting one.
Look, yes, and we really want people to take notice and give us some feedback. It's really important that people who live near the area, you know, whether they like it, whether they don't like it, just let us know. That's the whole purpose of this month-long consultation period that we've got for all our local laws. But we did put out a specific media release last week just to try and let people know in more detail. And so there's 9 different proposed off-leash area in various locations all across the Shire. And we know that these are very popular. People in recent times have commented that sometimes other shires have got these opportunities, and we thought, let's see how they go. But the first step is consultation.
Absolutely. And council crews are working to fix a landslip at the top of the hill on Syndicate Road at Myallo. The road will be closed, Julia?
It's actually open now, and it was open from 4 p.m. last Thursday.
Oh, good.
And people are interested. There's some really great drone footage or pics on, I think, on our Facebook site and shows what we're doing there. Unfortunately, as part of that really torrential and significant rain we had on March the 25th, and even we had some rain, a couple of weeks beforehand when we had some rain in February, that severely impacted on Syndicate Road and there was a landslide. Certainly it wasn't made any better with the rain at the end of March as well. So we've been able to secure some NDRRA funds and we've been working on fixing that up just in the last week. It still goes on. However, the road is open.
Who shot the drone footage?
Oh, look, we've got an officer, great guy actually. He's very interested in drones and council bought a drone, probably a couple of years ago now. And we did some drone filming when we all went up to have a look at the new reservoir when it was being constructed. I think that was a few months ago. That's also on our Facebook site if you like. If you want to check it out. And So it's actually amazing the usage that drones have now in so many facets, of course, of, you know, so much of business that any organisation does, particularly a council like ours. But council in the future is going to be able to do so much more effectively and efficiently. And drones are going to be used when people never thought that they could be used. It's not just sort of filming and doing a bit of footage that people can see, you know, how the works are going. It can get to places that, of course, you can't normally get to without, you know, really hiring a helicopter. And even things like it can target, you know, using GPS, it can target certain things. Like, for example, even just weed management. It can actually then target the weeds that you really want to get rid of much more specifically and therefore much more effectively. And it's exciting. I had a chat to this fellow only a few days ago because I knew that I was seeing what work he was doing. And he recently, so he works managing a lot of infrastructure projects and he's got crews, you know, that he's responsible for. But he also had an opportunity to go down to a conference only in the last couple of weeks. And that, he said, was just amazing, the sort of things that he found out that councils are able to do now and also things that they will be able to do in the future.
Look, I was just interested in the drone because Marion and I had a drone business before Fab FM and we did a lot of work for film companies and what have you. And we actually had to go and learn and get our licences through CASA. It's quite a lengthy process if you want to do it properly and you want to learn how to fly because, you know, you have to get, you know, somebody has to teach you to do it and then you have tests by CASA to do it. So, you know, we've got a little bit of a soft spot for drones. And, of course, now they're being used by, like you said, quite a variety of uses, including life-saving as well. Drones are able to pick up a life-saving device and drop it off to people who are out in the water who may be in trouble. So there's applications like that. I mean, it's just endless with drones at the moment.
Well, our Port Douglas Surf Lifesaving service is using drones be on the outlook, of course, for crocodiles, and that's been they've been using that for some time. There was a pilot here in Port Douglas probably quite a few months ago now, and so it's just part of the normal business. And so it's fantastic. I mean, it gives people a lot more confidence and, it's such an easy way to do it.
It is. We're talking with our Mayor Julia Loy this morning, as we do every single Monday morning. And Julia, Cycle Queensland, Discover the Tropics Bicycle Adventure, and is in our region at the moment. We do have some traffic closures this week. In fact, Garrick Street will be closed to vehicles between Beryl Street and Mowbray Street as part of the event setup. It happened at 8 a.m. just when we came on the air, and that's for 24 hours' time. There will be a few disruptions this week.
Look, it's been an amazing race. It's a bike ride. And there's more than 600 people in the Shire at the moment. I actually checked out where they stayed on Saturday night, and that just near the showgrounds, and so there was tons and tons of tents, and I also witnessed a lot of them arriving in buses from elsewhere and sort of registering and things like that. And I was at the Mossman Markets last Saturday morning as well, and there were already a lot of people who obviously is part of that bike ride, because they had, you know, distinctive T-shirts and things. And they were very much enjoying the market and enjoying Mossman. And so on Sunday night, last night, they were at Daintree Village. So they used our sort of sports reserve and our hall there. So obviously I'm sure enjoying, you know, all the things that are on offer from Daintree Village. And then tonight they're staying at the Reynolds Park in Port Douglas. And so because of that and where they're coming in and coming out, there are a level of road closures, not for too long.
No.
I think the details are tomorrow, September the 4th, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's, I think, the Rex Range is just closed for an hour. And then Garrick Street is closed between Mowbray Street and Beryl Street for 24 hours today. Now, so, as you say, it just starts a few minutes ago.
That's right. Well, tomorrow, as you mentioned, Rex Range closed to southbound traffic uphill from Cassowary Road. So, you know, there are a few closures, but people should be a little bit patient, because these events are great for our area, Julie.
Oh, look, it brings in a lot of money. It also... people who come here, look, I could tell by the smiles on their faces, they will tell all their friends and relatives, you know, the Douglas Shire was fantastic. They might come back themselves at another time, and they'll certainly tell all their friends and relatives. So that's the sort of thing that we really like to encourage here. You know, it's all about living in the outdoors, in the tropics, enjoying, you know, our hospitality. And there's so many more things than do, and a lot of them are staying for longer than just the bike ride as well, of course.
That's right. And, Julie, is something close to your heart? This is the last item for the morning. The Startup and Innovation Boot Camp at the Port Douglas Community Hall is tomorrow, Tuesday.
Yes, look, we're really looking forward to that, and I really encourage people interested to have a look on our website. There's a media release about it that was posted on the 23rd of August. And it's all about people interested in startups. There's two workshops. We can go to both, of course. The first one is at 5:15 p.m. tomorrow for a 5:30 start. And that's building a startup ecosystem. And that's a 45-minute information session. And then following that, there's another workshop that starts at 6:15. So they're all at the Port Douglas Community Hall, and it's free, and they say everything will be provided, ideas, inspiration, enthusiasm. So
fantastic.
And council are very supportive of this, and council are hosting it, as well as an organisation called The Space that a lot of people have heard of in FNQ. They've received money themselves from the Queensland government's innovation programs and agenda.
Yes.
And also there's an organisation called Ignite as well. So, but yeah, just jump onto our website. You can actually register via that. But look, I'd just say, look, if you're really interested, turn up. You know, I hope people have heard of it so they can take advantage of it.
Fantastic. Well, Julia, you have a wonderful rest of the Monday. You've got a lot of day in front of you, and then have a wonderful week. And we'll see you next, or talk to you next week.
Same to you, Paul. Bye-bye.
Now, Julia.
Are you talking to me on my own now?
Yeah. Talking on your own. Yeah. We'll stop recording. I was just thinking, last week when you talked about the fashion, and you just talked about it then, I don't believe it's pronounced echo. It's eco.
Oh, I know. I do that all the time. Thanks.
Yeah.
No, it's a bad habit. Once I realised that, I've done it a few times. Yeah.
So it's eco. So do you want to?
No, it is eco.
Do you want to just mention that again, and I'll slip that in instead of your echo?
Oh, right. Yeah, because we approve that.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So here we go. And Julia, the Startup and Innovation Boot Camp at the Port Douglas Community Hall is tomorrow. Something close to your heart?
Oh, do you want me to say that again?
No, just the bit about the...
I just thought I talked
about that. No, but just the bit where you talked about eco, you said echo, and I was going to slip in...
Okay.
If you could just slip in a line about it, eco...
I was saying last week. I probably was. No, look, I know I've said that incorrectly, and I've tried to correct myself when I've had a chance.
Well, I'm saying, do you want me to do it, fix it up, and you just
say, let's do it.
Say
yep,
that
fine.
Line?
Yep.
Okay. So, Julia, the Startup and Innovation Boot Camp at the Port Douglas Community Hall is tomorrow. Something close to your heart?
Look, we've got some great opportunities for people who are interested in learning all about startups, the type of people that we are inviting, although, frankly, anyone is welcome. It's at the Port Douglas Community Hall from 5:15 onwards. There's two separate workshops. The first one is Building a Startup Ecosystem. That's a 45-minute information session. And following that, there is another workshop. So the whole idea is for people who are really interested in meeting up and spinning off ideas and creating a network of entrepreneurs so that we can actually do these types of things here in Douglas. So I suppose the way it's described is that it's for entrepreneurs and innovators to develop their ideas, products and services. And so these workshops are designed to assist them in doing that. And the
start that line again.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. People who might be interested in attending these workshops could include accountants, lawyers, consultants, any representatives of any of our educational institutions, business leaders, media, basically anyone who is interested in this field. And, of course, it's absolutely growing. We know that there's a whole lot of startups really all over the world, of course, but certainly in Australia. And Queensland, I know the Queensland government has been really on the ball in terms of providing funding for what they think are really good startups that other people can also benefit from.
Mm. No, it's fantastic. And that's at the Port Douglas Community Hall tomorrow. Julie, you have a wonderful Monday and you have a great rest of the week.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Paul. Bye-bye. Speak to you.
That's beautiful. Now, I'll slip that in so that it's the second version.
I forgot to say who was hosting it. Doesn't matter.
Who was hosting it?
Well, I think the first time I was talking about, you know, it's hosted by council, this organisation called The Space, and also Ignite.
All right, I'll just mention that. So just I'll throw in a question. Yeah. You ready?
Okay.
So, Julia, I understand council are hosting this.
Look, council are hosting these workshops in conjunction with The Space and Ignite. And so these are all organisations that are very much working in that innovation field, and they've got funding from the state government to actually provide these types of workshops. And so we're very fortunate to be able to have one in Port Douglas.
No, that's fantastic. And just reminding you, it's tomorrow, Port Douglas Community Hall. Julia, have a great rest of Monday and have a wonderful week.
Same to you, Paul. Bye-bye.
Beautiful. I'll edit that in. Thank you, Julia.
Third time, we won't do it again.
No, it doesn't matter. It all comes out on air. All right.
Okay.
See ya.
All right.
Oh, no. Before you go, I'm talking to you next week. Is it Wednesday or Thursday?
Just check that.
Is it Thursday?
Let me see, because I always do really put things in my diary.
Yep.
Thursday. Right.
I think
actually, that's
sixth.
Interesting because I don't think we confirmed it. Let's work out a time now because I'm flying to – I'm on a flight for half the day.
Yes. Well, so am I. Well, hang on. What day? Are you talking Wednesday or Thursday?
No, I'm talking Thursday at the moment. Which day are you talking about?
I didn't know whether it was Wednesday or Thursday.
No, I can't remember. Thursday. I remember we talked about it because –
That's all right.
Friday when I was doing those interviews on the Friday. Look, so Wednesday would be better, I think. I think it was Wednesday we agreed to, because I would have known I was on a flight.
I think it was Wednesday, but it's awfully early. Now, I'm just thinking, can I do this? We'll have a chat on the Wednesday, but I'm then back. I'm back on a flight Sunday night. What I'm thinking about, if there's something urgent, one or two items that are urgent, I might still ring you if I can on Sunday night if we need to do it. But what I'll do is check with you. I'll text you and say, is there anything we need to add to what we've done, Julia? And you might say, yes, this has come up and we should really discuss this.
Okay. Would that be all right? What time are you back? But you don't want to do it on the Sunday. You're back too late. Yeah.
Look, I'm probably back at 9 o'clock or something like that. 9 o'clock or something.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking if there's something urgent, because that's a long time before, isn't it? Wednesday to the Sunday. So
you don't want to do it Monday morning on the 10th.
Yeah, we could do it. How early?
You don't want to just do it live, or?
Oh, I can't do it live under the present.
You haven't got it set up. Okay.
I can only do that when we're up there.
All right. Well, what about 7:30 a.m.?
Your time?
Yeah.
That'd be a tough turnaround, but 7 o'clock would be okay. 7 o'clock your time. I could turn it around in that time, but not in after we finish talking and then.
Yeah, okay.
So what about 7 o'clock on Monday?
7 o'clock, yeah.
All right, you've got it, and that'll bring it up to date, and then we don't have to worry about during the week.
Yeah, because I'm starting to think Wednesday there isn't going to be
No, that's right. It's going to be pretty thin.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good night.
Next time I speak to you, the 10th at 7 a.m.
7 a.m. Your time. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. See you then.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.